Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sar Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Trumas. We are in Perek Dal Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says as follows: Truma Ola Be'echad Omeya Truma. If one sa of Truma falls into 100 sa of Chulin, which makes 101 sa, so then if you take off one sa and give it to the Kohen, and the remaining 100 sa can then be consumed by people who are not Kohanim. In other words, we can assume over here that there is a bittul, so there's no need to take out a substance to cover the gaps. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, 100 parts chulin are required to nullify one part of truma. Right, Rabbi Yeshua says, "B'meya v'od," that what you need is just more than 100. In other words, if you have a measure of truma that becomes batal, even if fell into more than 99 of chulin, making a total of 100, not a total of 101, and that v'od, that amount of meya v'od, ain lo shir. There is no minimum amount for the additional amount. V'od zeh ain lo shir. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer v'od kabla meya sa. He says, no, there is a size. The additional amount is a cup for 100 sa, which is shesus lemedamea. It's a sixth of the quantity that makes the issue forbidden. Right? In other words, it's a kav equals a sixth of a sa, and so the Mishnah says to say that the additional kav over here, right, must be chulin. And so had Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam said only an additional amount, we might have assumed that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam is speaking of a case where the kav resembles the others. So here we want to just know that, you know, it's a question of the mathematics, to which the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Te'inim Shchoros Malos Asalavanos Levanos Malos Asashchoros. Right? You should just know that if you have a white fig of Truma fell into a mixture containing 50 white figs and 50 black figs, even though there aren't enough white figs to nullify the mixture, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that the 50 black figs can combine with the 50 white to be able to create a mixture of 100 plus the fig. And so therefore, you have to take out a fig. And what fig? You have to take out a white one, but the rest of the mixture can be eaten by somebody who's not a Kohen. And the white fig is given to the to a Kohen in place of the Truma that fell inside. And the same thing if it's a black fig that fell into the white figs, etc. And by the way, we say similarly, igulei dveila gdolim alam asaktanim, if you have round fig cakes, the larger ones will be able to nullify the smaller ones, asaktanim malam asagdolim, then the small ones can go ahead and nullify the larger ones. Haigulim malam esamalabnim, v'amalabnim malam sagulin, square and rounds can be mixed, can be assumed to join together to create the minimum size of 101, as well, Rabbi Eliezer Oser, but Rabbi Eliezer says, no, different sizes, different shapes, different colors, make differences in the figs. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, bi'adua mashan nafla in malo suazu. If you do know what fell down inside, if you know it was a black fig, and it's now in a mixture of blacks and whites, if you know it was a white fig and now it's in a mixture of blacks and whites, if you know that it's a large one and it's in small or large, if you know that it's a small one and it's in small and large, if you know that it's a round one that's, that fell within a pressed group of fig cakes that are rounds and some that are squares. So in all of these situations, ein malo suasu, that there can be no situation where they're mavata one another. However, uksheini yadua manafla malo suasu, but if you don't know what fell where, so then they can go ahead and do what? Nullify one against the... if you don't know, then they can nullify one against the other. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue. Everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.